This recording, Germany 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorif, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice. In North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner's Mary Harrison kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the rat's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer thought, it was a fair price for a cow. I don't really have a favorite soccer team. It's the first German league is not that interesting anymore because FC Bayern Munich just always wins before the season even started just because they have so much money. So I'm enjoying longboarding in my free time, and I actually go longboarding basically every day. In Germany I didn't even used to have a bike and did all with my longboard, so I used to just go longboarding for 6 miles just to visit a friend or something instead of riding the bike. It's harder to get your license in Germany and it costs you like $2,000 and you're only allowed to drive with 18. So basically nobody has their license yet and everybody's taking the bike the whole time or go longboarding or have their parents drive them. And that makes a huge difference here, that basically everybody has their license and can just pick you up and you can go places easier. So that's way easier for all of us. And I guess it's better here, but in Germany we have way better drivers and way less accidents just because everybody who has a license knows how to drive and not just went lucky with their license test and is now allowed to drive even though they have no idea how to drive.